Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page on the one to count on for today's news and local information, AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County 911 Communications Supervisor Kara Sorrells about National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. I am here to talk to you today about 911 Telecommunications Appreciation Week.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah. You sent out a notice about it, and I was like, that's somebody I want to go talk to. So want to introduce yourself and then kind of tell us about it?
Well, thank you. I'm Kara Sorrells. I'm the 911 supervisor here at Washington County. I've been here for 35 years, I think it is. And this next week, the second full week of April, is always National Telecommunicator Week. And we like to recognize everybody that works here in the department. They're very dedicated. And it's a group that handles all the calls, whether routine or emergent, and they do it every day. They do a good job.
Yeah, we just got done. You gave me a tour of the facility here, and it's amazing.
Well, thank you.
And very high tech, and I feel like you're ready to go for anything at any time.
Yeah. Yes, we try to. When we moved to this new building, I showed you we added more screens. So they look at 8 different screens when they're monitoring what's going on and taking calls for service. They have 3 different keyboards and 3 different mice, and they juggle a lot of things, and they do it very well.
And how many employees then do you guys have?
I have 14 total employees. I have 12 full-time and 2 part-time.
And a typical day, what does that look like for your employees?
Well, you never know. That's kind of part of the reason they like to do this, is no 2 days are ever the same. It can be a day where it seems fairly routine and you get accidents and medical transports and vehicle unlocks, or you can start out from the get-go and it can just be crazy from the time you walk in. It can be high-speed chases, or it can be severe weather. It can be anything, and you just never know when you answer the phone what it's going to be.
So this coming week, then, what are you planning on doing special?
We're going to try to do some different games. We're going to try to do some meals on shift we're going to bring in for them. We're trying to get some stuff set up with the officers to do some things. So we're going to try to do some fun things every day of the week.
I asked a little bit when I was back there with the ladies, but the training for this job, if you are interested in it, how do you even begin to go about that?
Well, what we do is initially when we get an application, we vet the applications, and then we have them come sit in for a little bit just to kind of see what it's about so they get an idea and see all the screens and see, you know, that it is kind of technical. There's a lot of technology. After that, we have an interview process with an oral interview with the sheriff and chief deputy. Then after that, if you would be hired, it's actually probably a 4 or 5 or sometimes even a 6-month process just to learn what goes on.
What has been one of the best parts of your job?
One of the best parts? The best parts is a lot of the people that we work with, a lot of the mentors that we have had, and a lot of the leaders and, you know, the officers every day, ambulance personnel, everybody that we work with, you know, public health, EMA, they are all truly heroes themselves. And when something goes down, everybody pulls together and they help. And it's very humbling to see that and to be able to work with all these people.
And what do you wish the public knew about this job?
Just kind of like I explained to you, when people call in, you know, they don't call because they're having a good day. It's usually their worst day. And when they call and they get someone in there asking them questions, you know, they're sometimes impatient and say, well, just send me someone. Why are you asking me all these questions? And like I explained to you, 2 people are actually on that call when you call in for help. So one person is asking you some questions. The other person is sending help, you know, simultaneously. So help is already on the way, but they're going to ask you some questions so that they can give the responders some more information and keep people on the line to kind of give them some things that they can do or make sure that they're safe or just, you know, figure out how things are going there on the other end.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to add about the 911 telecommunications?
No, just that I'm very proud of everybody that works here. It's a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year job. So people are in here on the overnights and Christmas and Easter. And, you know, there's always somebody here ready to answer their call. They're very dedicated. During severe weather, people will drop everything and come in and help. So just very proud of them, and it's a honor to be able to honor them this week and tell them thank you.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
That was Kara Sorrells joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about National Public Safety Telecommunicators Week. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.